Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host. I am so happy to be with you, my friend. I don't even know what to say. I'm beside myself with happiness. Have you ever been beside yourself? You're so happy, you turn, you look, you're like, hey, it's me. What am I doing over there? I guess I'm happy. Today is Friday, as we always say on the show. Friday is a day that comes with mixed feelings because you know what happens on Friday? People are excited. Because they think they're going to be free. They think, oh, thank God, it's Friday. Woohoo! Come Monday morning, they're back at their desk. Their face is all ashen. They're like, oh, my God, what happened to Friday? I thought it was going to be, like, could last forever. Anyway, but it is Friday. You guys get out and enjoy yourselves safely. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do, my friend. And that's what's up. If you ever want to call the show, you can. You can call the show. You can reach us at area code 646-595-4802 is our call-in number. You can also email, hello, email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. And we would love to speak about what you want to speak about, whether it's vampires or vaginas. We'll talk about all of it. I don't care. Our guest today is a fabulous singer. She's a talented, talented performer, and I had the pleasure of meeting with her and working with her, and we invited her on the show because she's got lots to talk about. Welcome to the show. For the first time, she's a first-timer, so we'll go easy on her. Bonnie Holscher, the Valentine. Bonnie.
The Valentine.
What's going on, Bonnie? Welcome to The Buzz, baby.
Oh, I'm really excited to be here with you today. Currently, I'm actually in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, shoot. You better have a pistol with you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to watch them Cowboys. What can I say?
That's it. Wow. San Antonio is a beautiful place. I've been there. You down there hanging out near the Riverwalk?
Actually, yes, I'm actually at the Hyatt Regency right on the Riverwalk. I am currently assisting in running a personal development training event here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Personal development training event. So basically you're saying to people, listen, man, you personally need to get it together. Now give me some money, right? That's what it feels like. You get it together. Develop yourself, man.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, more or less. A lot of us have stuff we don't realize is in the way, and we can't move forward without getting some of that changed, and so that's what we do. A lot of people have heard about Tony Robbins or Anthony Robbins. It's the
sure.
same types of trainings. It's recognizing the obstacles, identifying them, recognizing them, and then making steps to move forward so that you can succeed in whatever it is that you're working towards. It's pretty awesome to watch people do this.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that hard for people to get out of a mindset where they've got these blockages? It seems like it would be the hardest thing in the world to change your mind and say, you know what, no, wait a minute, I'm not a loser. I'm a winner, damn it, I'm a damn winner. right? This is a definitely to be a really hard adjustment for people to make.
It is, and it's interesting. I made that jump about 10 years ago. I actually attended one of the events I am now at right now, and I thought I was a pretty awesome person, but I did not realize until I came to one of these events, and I came as a guest, mind you, so I didn't even sign up for it. I was supporting somebody else because I thought they needed the help. And I learned a lot about myself and the things that were actually stopping me from moving forward, and it's assisted me for the last 10 years. So 9 years ago, I actually began to work with one of these companies, and it was called Peak Potentials. It's based on a book that was written by T. Harv Eker called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. So it's amazing when you think about the title. Most people think about $1 million, but it's not necessarily that. It's that you... Millionaires think differently. Wealthy people think differently than the average person. And so to move your obstacles and begin to think more effectively, sometimes we have to attend something like this that shows us ways to do that.
Do you mind sharing with me what were some of the things that you had to clear out, you personally? Because I know you personally, and I'm just curious if some of the things you had to deal with are some of the things that the rest of us have to deal with. And you know, people need something they can relate to.
Well, first of all, I always was afraid that I was never good enough. I knew I was good at what I was doing. I had dreams when I was a kid, but I allowed other people to squash them. And sometimes that's what individuals do, is they allow people to say, oh, you don't really want to do that, or, oh, that's really a pretty rough world to be a part of. Go do something easy. Go get a job. You know, work 8 to 5. And then you put away your dreams, and that's what happened to me. So I sort of had done a lot of the moving forward before I came to Vegas. I actually moved to Vegas 14 years ago, and I had been doing entertaining prior to that. But when I got to Vegas, I kind of shrunk back because I was more with the big guys, and it was with the bigger stages, and I was scared to death, and I didn't know how to get over that.
So really, without embarrassing you or anybody else, why did you feel you weren't good enough, and how did this program really solidify to you that you were good enough? As a matter of fact, you were the freaking best.
A lot of it came from my growing up, so, and I know there's a lot of people that can say the very same thing, is that we get a lot of our training from our families. You know, mom and dad say that they really don't want you to do that, and, you know, you try to follow in their footsteps. And so I didn't think I was good enough because I didn't project myself. I didn't step out of the box and go and try it. So, and the saying that we use here is, what you do anytime is what you do every time. So I wasn't doing that. So my result kept being the same. I never progressed anywhere. I never went out and got myself a singing job. I never reached any farther than get a job and go to work and make something of yourself that way. So entrepreneurship was something that scared the crap out of me. So this program helped me to see that what I focused on expands. So if you're focusing on crap, guess what you're going to get a whole lot more of? Crap. So I began to, So after I went through their program, I actually went into more training. I got what's called their Quantum Leap program, and I moved forward. I kept going because I knew I needed more help than just that very first introduction. So I just kept moving forward. And after that, I literally built myself a website. I got an original song from a friend of mine, went into the recording studio and recorded it. And then a car accident stopped me dead. And I went to work for this. And after I went to the work for the company, it was great to step in the gap and help other people see and do what I saw that moved me forward. So I'm kind of coming full circle, and that's how I met you, is while helping everybody else reach to new levels in their life, I found that I had put mine kind of on the back burner. So for 9 years, I let it rest for a while.
And that does happen. Like, you go and you – it happens a lot when people get married, I've noticed. Like, you know, they get married and they help the husband or the wife build the business. Usually it's the husband. And then years go by and they wake up one day and they go, you know what? Jim's business is built, but my business is not. And why is that? You know, and they realize that they gave all of the love and support to someone else, and now that person is doing their thing, and they really wanted to be doing their own thing, and, you know, that's how it works. So it's very important. So you were thinking that you wanted to help other people, and so you were helping other people, and in the process you weren't advancing yourself, right?
Exactly.
Was that scary for you to say, you know what, I think I'm going to go after this dream of being a singer? Because, I mean, after all, we hear all the time about people who don't make it. So weren't you afraid that you might be one of those people?
Oh, I was. I was definitely. But then again, it depends on the eyes of the person. It's like, what is making it mean to you? Is it, you know, being on the big stage with all this other stuff, or is it just following your dreams and reaching out to people? And to me, reaching out to people in song was what my dream was, to see smiles on people's faces and seeing my stories that related to not only me but other people, and see that relationship that you see in an audience, I had let it go. But not
no
more.
No, I'm going to ask you why. Why did you do that? Why did you let it go?
It kind of came with the territory. When I went to work with the company that I'm working with now from time to time, I went on the road a lot. So I was flying out on a Wednesday and flying in on a Monday and flying back out on a Wednesday. So I wasn't in town very much. So I just kind of let it go and thought, oh, someday I'll come back to it, and someday I'll come back to it, and someday I'll come back to it. You know, the typical story we all have, someday I'll come back to it.
Right.
And 9 years passed. So about a year ago, I found that I was getting chronic laryngitis. And one of the reasons I was because I was in so many environments doing so much speaking over a lot of loudness. I began to lose my voice, and I saw my dream slipping away. And that's when I stepped back up. What's that?
I said, I can see that. I get how that can happen. I get it.
Oh, absolutely. And so I realized all of a sudden that it was time for me to go do out for Bonnie what Bonnie needed to do. And the Valentine then began to make her return because she's got so much to give. And I was very excited when I started finding a few places that I started sitting into, and I went into some specialists to find out what was going on with my vocal cords. And then I met you, Ace.
And just like that, in that order.
I started to take form.
But let me ask you, Bonnie, why do you think that more women don't do that? Like, you know, you have to have some kind of idea why more people can't just go ahead and do what you just told me. What stops everybody from doing that?
I believe that, especially with women, that they don't. They think that someone else needs to be in their life to complete them, when in fact you are an individual complete in and of yourself. So with me, I spent a lot of time on the single road, for lack of a better expression, and I learned that I'm a great person by myself. And I don't need anybody else to be complete. And so I think a lot of people will do that. They think they need other people to complete them. And so they don't reach out beyond that barrier.
Do you think that might terrify some people? Like, I get what you're saying, but as you're saying it, I'm seeing people's faces, fictional faces, okay? I'm seeing, listening to the show right now, people's faces are like twisting up in all kind of funky, you know, like, oh, what the God is she saying? Is she crazy? Of course I need to have somebody. I can't be on my own. What the flip? I can't do that. Right?
But we can. But we can. We're individuals. And we need to be able to act as an individual. Because if you can't act as an individual and care about and love yourself, how in the world are you going to do that with someone else?
Now, are you one of those people that's going to tell us the whole thing about we're born alone and die alone thing? Is that where you're coming from?
Oh, no. I love people. I want them in my life. Someday I'll have a relationship that's going to be a part of my life, but that's not where I'm complete. I'm complete because I am my own individual, and I do have my dream, and it became very important to me that no one's going to go out there and get that but me. No one's going to go out and find my stuff but me. If I don't go do it, then I'm the only one that I can turn back and say, well, oops, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Exactly. And I think when you realize that, not saying that it took you a long time to realize it, I don't know how long it took you, but I think when a person, when I say you figuratively, when you figurative person figure out that Bonnie said, that no one is going to get it for you. You may have people who work on your team. You may have employees. You may have independent sales reps, you know, who will go out and help you do it. But at the end of the day, ain't nobody hustling for you harder than you. And that is real talk right there. That's tough love for you, but that's real.
That is exactly it. And that's how I started back in Phoenix when I actually started getting into my entertainment world. One day I was standing in a little nightclub, and I had no idea the guy standing next to me was the general manager of the hotel. And I had had surgery on my foot, so I'm standing there having a cocktail or two, but I couldn't have too many because I was on some drugs for pain. And they were talking about putting karaoke in this place. And I thought, are you serious? Everybody's got karaoke.
You talk about everybody's got drugs karaoke. For pain. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I think I had a few more guts than I needed to have in the moment. But I tell you what, it helped me to step out of my box. And I looked at the guy and I said, why in the world would you do that? He says, why? And I said, because everybody has it. You need to put something different in here. Because, first of all, I wasn't going to be a karaoke host at that point. That was not my dream. And he looked at me and he said, well, I tell you what, if you've got a better idea, why don't you write it up and bring it into my office and we'll talk about it. I almost fell off my crutches. And that's how my talent showed me.
Uh-huh.
That would have been What's that?
Our phone did like an echo thing for a second. I was just saying that's very funny because I have a similar true story, okay, which pretty much goes like this. The singer Jewel, okay, was a waitress.
Uh-huh.
And she was serving two gentlemen who were in the music business, right? And they were having a conversation about which singer they were going to sign to their record label. They had a couple of different options, and she overheard the conversation, and she was walking by. Now, some people might never have the guts to do this, or she may have even been out of place, but what she said was, why don't you sign me? I'm a singer. And they said, excuse me? And she said, yeah, you want to hear my demo? I'll go grab my demo. And she went out and she grabbed the demo and she left it there. And, you know, she said, hey, if I don't hear from you, no harm done. Worst case scenario, you have a great waitress here, right? But if
exactly.
you like it, you never know. And I think that's the guts it takes. Like John Bon Jovi wrote 50 songs that he demoed and he sent out to record labels and they said no 50 times. He got turned down before the 51st time somebody said, oh, my God, you give love a bad name. What a brilliant concept. Call this guy in the office. Well, it has to happen. Me, myself, I don't know that I would have the tenacity to hear no the 10th time, the 15th time, the 35th time, the 47th time. I probably would have stopped. You know, 50 times, that's asking a lot for me. But that is what it takes. That's what's required is for you to have the tenacity to follow through no matter what. And you're just not going to get that kind of love and support from another person. Nobody's going to be able to do it for you, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And had I not stepped out in the moment, I wouldn't be where I'm at today with the dreams that I have that have been completed. And I don't think I would be able to reach farther than I was a few months ago when I literally began to do photo shoots. I began to go out and sing in little clubs around town and start being seen and heard. And it's beginning to snowball for me. It's amazing. And working with you for the last couple of weeks has been absolutely awesome. And I cannot thank you enough for the support that you've had for me. So,
thank you very much. But you know, it's true. It's going to snowball. Like, you know, anybody who's had success at anything, anytime, did the exact same process. They put it out there. Next thing you know, like we say, it snowballed. Well, snowballs have to be rolled up and they have to be turned into bigger snowballs. They don't just snowball from one flake. You got to make a snowball. And if you expect a snowball effect to happen, you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to make that snowball start to happen.
Yep, you got to start pushing the flakes so that it gathers more flakes and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the next thing you know, you've got that that forward motion, and that's what it takes. Is that first push, that first step.
So let me ask you, so is this what you guys are doing in your, is it a seminar or a workshop? Like what exactly is it called? And is this what you guys are doing, is giving people self-esteem, like this type of training?
Well, it's, I won't say self-esteem. It is personal development things. In other words, we call it a course. We don't like to call it a seminar because in this particular course, it's our introductory course, the one I'm at right now, and people come in, of course, they have no idea what to expect. They think it's one of those motivational or inspirational seminars where you take a lot of notes, you go home, you pop them in your drawer, and you don't do anything with them. Yeah, and it happens all the time. I went to 6 years of them before I found this company. But there's actual processes we put you through that gives you the tools to put in your toolbox, because an empty toolbox can build no foundations. So we give you tools that when you have non-supportive thoughts and you have things, negative thoughts that take you out of the game before you even know the game, you know what to do to turn your mindset back around and go, oh, yes, I can, and oh, yes, I will. Those are the types of things. So by the time they come out of a third day, I've had people screaming at me on day one and crying on my shoulder on day three because they were screaming at me. They said, how in the world did you let me talk to you like that? And I just look at them and say, because I knew what was coming. And I knew you would be okay. And you see what I saw when you go through what I went through. And I've seen some amazing things. Have you ever, you've heard of Airbnb, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That Airbnb, they started with our company in our seminar, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, they were students at our course, and then they moved on and built Airbnb. And it's a phenomenal business. It just goes to show you when you can get some of the obstacles out of the road, just what you actually can do.
So that brings up a thought. I guess I want to say that when you think of personal development, it's actually something that never ends, right? Because you've got professionals who have done personal development that are still attending your events because personal development is non-ending. Is that the gist of it?
This is true. It doesn't have to be as intense, but sometimes we fall back into those old ruts and we need little reminders. And so it's similar to the type of thing that if you had a doctor that never went in and found out all the new things, would you let him keep doing surgery on you? He has to constantly go through continued education and learn new things. And it's the same thing with yourself. New things pop up in life as time goes on, and it's not always going to be taken care of with the exact same tools you had in the beginning. So it's always nice to go out and find new tools.
Well, that goes to something I've said on the show before, too, which is, you know, listen, the world, a la the man, is trying to program us, people. This is what I'm saying. We have multi-million-dollar corporations telling us what we're supposed to eat, how we're supposed to look, what we consider to be sexy, what we consider to be successful. If we're not driving a certain thing, then we're not as successful as the next guy. And you have to deprogram that stuff. Because at the end of the day, what makes you successful is have you achieved what you want to set out and achieve. If all you want to achieve is smoking a bong on the sofa, guess what? You're successful. You did it, didn't you? Are you high or not? Yeah. Then you did it. Good job. Now,
that's right. And it's always – exactly. It's always a matter of, you have to always understand that it's like a stair step. Is you always, once you get to a level and you've been on that level a while, it's time to take yourself to a new level. And it's normally we're going to go higher. I don't plan on going lower. So I'm always taking myself to a new level. And when I get to where I'm too comfortable here, I take myself to the next new level. And that's where growth comes in.
Right. And that right there, that is personal development. As long as you're going to the next level, it doesn't matter how fast. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get to that next level. If it took you 52 years to climb a mountain, do you care? No, because you're at the top of the mountain. That was the goal, wasn't it?
Exactly. That is very true, and that's what I look at. And also, too, I think people realize that when they get to the top of the mountain, that's not even the end all. When you get to the top of the mountain, it's time to now find another mountaintop, because that's where you grow. Okay. So I've been here on the mountaintop. Now I want to go over there. So you're going to go through a little bit of a valley, but you're still in that learning process as you go up to your next mountaintop, and then you can see the world from there. It's awesome.
Wow. Bonnie, what's next on the horizon for you? You're doing, you got an album you're working on. I know about that. I know you got some shows in Las Vegas. You're singing with some folks and things. But don't let me tell the story. You tell me, what's going on next?
Well, I'm planning on slowly moving out of the personal development industry. I always have it with me near and dear to my heart, but I'd like to get back into – actually, I'm not going to like to. I am getting back into the entertainment world and going to put some shows together and see where they take me. And I don't know if it will keep me here in Vegas, but – or actually, I'm in San Antonio, but they're in Vegas – but I'm going to take it to whatever level that's going to take me to, and because that's where my heart is. I sing stories and touch lives that way as well, and it's time for this little bird to fly.
Yep, exactly. No, I agree with that. And can we just, before we run out of time, just touch on, I guess I want you to just co-sign this for me. I'm going to say this. People need to understand, where it comes to the entertainment industry, for those people who are thinking about getting into it or getting into it deeper than they already are, personal development ain't no joke, homie. You're going to need a whole lot of personal development training if you plan to make it. If you think you're just good enough, trust me, you're going to need more than that. You're going to need to be able to back yourself up time and time again. You're going to need to be able to say, you know what, I think we could do it better, let's do one more take. I think we could do it better, let's edit it a little bit closer, let's do this, let's do that. And maybe not always be the sheep that listens to the big bad wolf that says, oh, no, this is what's going to sell, trust me. I've been doing this for blah, 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 I worked with so-and-so, and they, right?
That's exactly true. You couldn't have said it any better. Without that foundation of personal development and understanding that, you know, it may take another shot at it, and it may take you a little bit farther down the road, but you still got to keep on going. And you just got to keep on going and take one more step. And I have found that out myself just in the past year that I've actually been moving forward to get back into the entertainment world and out of the personal development world. Technically, they go hand in hand, and that's why I'm where I'm at and why I'm going to move forward and take it to who knows. The sky's the limit.
And last question, why or what about the Valentine? What's the story with the Valentine?
The Valentine. It's the stage name that I had created years ago. Actually, I entertained under the name Bonnie Valentine, but I found that it was a little difficult because no one knew I actually had a last name, and it was difficult to get paid under a name that. It was a little tough, and I had to create all kinds of neat things to get around that. So when I came to Vegas, I decided to be the Valentine. It's a very special time for some people, and it reflects the love that's in people. And so I spell it with a Y, so that it's a little, in my opinion, a little more feminine. And Valentine is the love.
And do you think, or does it matter if people kind of, maybe they get the wrong connotation and think you're some kind of sexy guru singer or some kind of like racy, raunchy show?
Well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but when they see the real deal, they'll understand that that's not the case.
Right.
Although I have amazing singers, though.
Yeah. It's a classy situation, no matter what. But I was just curious about the Valentine. And, you know, there's a lot of things you could do with that. Have you thought about doing, like, a whole marketing of that whole concept, like the Valentine, like a particular show where the ladies come in and you give them roses and it's, hey, welcome to the Valentine show. Valentine this, Valentine that.
Oh, absolutely. I tend to expound on that. In my early years, I actually had a show that was on the Valentine's Day weekend that was called A Valentine Affair. And
nice.
That's exactly what we did. All the ladies that came in got roses, and it was the show itself had all of my entertainers that I had been working with, and we did an actual variety show of love songs. It was amazing. So there's a lot that I can do with it, and I'm planning on taking that out much, much farther. So, yes, I'm planning on marketing in that avenue.
I love it. I like that you're always thinking, and I like even more that you're always thinking out of the box. It is Bonnie Hulcher. She's the Valentine, y'all. If people want to follow you on the worldwide WW, where do they need to go now, Bonnie?
Well, right now, the website that I have is going to be under construction, but it is avalentineaffair.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Bonnie Hulcher, and then in parentheses, it's The Valentine. I post a lot of stuff up there to keep everyone up to date on where I'm at, where I'm going, what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, and where you can find me when I'm in town.
That is what's up. Bonnie, hey, thank you for being on the show. Listen, don't go out there and get crazy on no Friday. I want to see you Monday looking healthy and wealthy, okay? And everybody else, follow the same advice. Make sure you check out Bonnie on Facebook. She's got some really lovely photos up there. I see a lot of people getting all hot and bothered about her photo work. And she sings like an angel, too. Bonnie, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Ace.
My pleasure.
If I feel fine, I feel good if I just love myself. But don't let the problems of the world get me down, cause I have found that I should love myself. You got to
love yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
Was an L.A. girl I used to date. She would flake and I would
love myself.
When I see the man on the TV screen coming around, I would
love myself.
You got to
love yourself.
you.